Blog Talk Radio.
Was paralyzed by fear when they heard a mighty multitude was quickly drawing near. But as they prayed for deliverance, the victory would begin. For when we call upon the Lord, we summon all of heaven. Worshipping the Lord, it seemed there was no hope at all for what would be in store. But when we stand on holy ground, our smallest prayer is heard. Instead of on our circumstance, our eyes are on the Lord. Pray on, for you are who the Lord is looking for. Pray on, for this will tear those mighty strongholds down. Stay on your knees, for this is where the battle is won. Very soon you'll win the victory. Pray on. When your questions go unanswered, and your prayers may seem in vain, they don't seem to make a difference, they don't seem to make a change. Just rest assured, God knows your needs, and He hears each time you pray. Your prayers are reaching heaven, and the answer's on the way.
Matter of fact, if you're listening to this live and later on, that means you're doing pretty good. That means you're alive and well. So we thank God for another opportunity. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we get started. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. We must be excited, ladies and gentlemen. We must be excited about prayer. Bishop will be up shortly, ladies and gentlemen. You must be excited about prayer. We must pray every day. So we're always excited about hearing from Bishop through prayer and also his wonderful wife, Dr. Crenshaw. They'll be coming up shortly. So let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise as we move forward. Yes, yes. Praise God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the call in number today, we always want to make sure if you have a prayer request or comment today, make sure you can call in and properly there. 347-843-4559 is the call-in number. That's 347-843-4559, ladies and gentlemen. That is the call-in number, and you can be a part of the program today if you like. Listen to prayer, listen for the prayer today, or be a part of the prayer as well. We just make sure we don't want to forget you in prayer because we believe prayer changes things, and we serve a mighty God, ladies and gentlemen. His name is Jesus. Yes. That doesn't need to remind you there's a lot going on, ladies and gentlemen, and the only way we're going to get resolve and get peace and love and long-suffering is through the power of prayer today. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, also to our scripture today is going to be a portion of the scripture, going to be Psalms 34, verses 1 through 8. I want to encourage you to read the entire chapter of Psalms 34. It'll be coming up shortly. And I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we got to thank God for his wonderful, marvelous word. It's holding it. Yes. The word of God is holding everything, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. The word of God is not going anywhere. Elder Kevin Vaughn here with you, ladies and gentlemen. The number 347-843-4559. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to the word of God. And we're excited about you being here with us this morning. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Psalm 34, 1 through 8. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, ladies and gentlemen. There's a wonderful song out about that, of course. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him, and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. Let me read that one again. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. Notice ain't some troubles. It's all his troubles, not just a little bit of the troubles so he can have them later, but all of his troubles. Amen. The angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him and deliver them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. Oh, taste and see. Even before you have your breakfast, ladies and gentlemen, this morning, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Psalms 34, 1 through 8. Bless the name of the Lord today. Yes. Praise God. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we always thank God for Bishop and Doc being with us in the morning and the evenings and so forth as well. And we're just so excited about them being with us. Bishop, thank you so much for being with us this morning. God bless you, sir. God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. We glorify you for another day. We thank you, Lord, for your many, many blessings. We thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. God, we lift your name up because you alone is worthy of all the praise and all the glory and honor. We adore you, Lord, and we appreciate you, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we honor your word. So shall your word be that goeth forth out of your mouth. It will not return unto you void, but it will accomplish that you please. It will prosper into the thing whereto you send it. Father God, we magnify you for your word this morning. Father, we pray for the children that's going to school. We pray for their safety, O Heavenly Father. We pray against all this crime and murder. We pray against that spirit of suicide. We pray against it in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for your angels that have the angel protect around them, God. We pray for the covenants, God. We pray for you cover them in your blood. And Father, get no evil will come near thy dwelling, God, and no plague shall be able to overtake us. Father, we give you honor this morning. We adore you. Lord, we thank you, God, for those that you've already healed from this COVID-19. We thank you, God, that you have delivered them and set them free. God, we thank you, God, that we walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you this morning for your word. God, you have not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. We give you glory for it this morning. We adore you. And Lord, we appreciate you, God. Your word say one could put 1,000, two could put 10,000 to flight. And Father, we stand assured, God, on your word. We stand in agreement with your word. And God, we honor you, Lord. This morning, we pray for that family this morning. We pray for God for those that's in the hospital with all types of disease and all types of illness. God, we pray for their healing, their strength, God, their encouragement, their enduring. Father, we give you glory and honor. We pray for their loved ones. We pray for their families. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for their protection. And Father, we pray even for the doctors and the nurses and staff that watching over the kind of watching and wait on them, God. We pray for their direction through the hands of your knowledge and your wisdom. Father, we pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would guide them, even God, in the name of Jesus. You will instruct them, Father. And Father, we give you praise for it in the name of Jesus. And we pray this morning against violence. And we pray against murder. We pray against suicide. We pray against that spirit of violence in this nation. We pray against it in the name of Jesus, black on black crime. Father God, in the name of now unto him who's able to do exceedingly abundant above all that we can even think or ask. Father, we call those things to be not as though they already are. We thank you this morning, God. Your word is a consuming fire. And Father, we glorify you, God. We praise you this morning. God, we thank you, God, for doors are being opened and ways are being provided. God, we thank you, God, for your protection. Once again, that you have allowed us another day. This is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We will magnify your name and give you glory and honor. Father, we pray for our nation. We pray for the president, government. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God, in the name of Jesus, and that you reveal all crookedness, all evil. Reveal it, expose it, and destroy it. Reveal it, expose it, and destroy it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray for those that are so less fortunate, those that are without this morning, those that don't have jobs, and those, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you, God, as you open doors for those that have lost jobs, lost their homes. Father God, we thank you, God, that you will continue to make a way for them, that you will provide for them, God, and you will give them the knowledge and the strength. And Lord, let them be wise about the things that you have placed in our hand. Let us be wise about the money, the resources that you have given to us. Let us be wise, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we forever give you praise for it. And we thank you right now. And we call those things to be not as though they already are. We pray, O Heavenly Father, for the body of Christ. We pray, God, that you will unite the body of Christ. And only you can bring unity, God. Only you can bring a comfort, a peace that passes all understanding. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray against that spirit of fear. That you have not given us a spirit of fear. You have not given us a spirit of doubt and confusion. You are not the author of confusion, but you are the author of peace, joy, and the Holy Ghost. God, we thank you this morning. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, for pastors. We pray for their congregation. We pray for the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you glory and honor. We adore you for which all you're doing. We pray that individuals that are incarcerated this morning, those that have been incarcerated unfairly, unjustly, Father, you are the only one can turn those situations around. You're the only one can work a miracle in their lives, God. We pray for God, for the miracle for them on their behalf, Father. We give you glory and honor. We adore you today. We magnify your name for all that you're doing. And Lord, we pray for the body of the saints of God, that we will be with one accord, that we will have the one mind, and that is to please you, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, as you raise up another, this nation, as you raise up this generation, as you raise up the young people, God, God, let us be focused on you more and more. Let the older people, the elder people, be a direction that they can follow, God, a leader that they can follow, God, that they will obey your word. They will honor you in their lives. And Father, we give you praise and glorify you. This morning, O Heavenly Father, we pray for our cities, our government. We pray for our nation, our country. We pray for communities, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, O God, you are able to keep us from falling. Keep our minds stayed on you. Keep us, God, living right before you. Father, we give you glory and honor today. We adore you for your word. We thank you for your goodness and mercy. We thank you for your loving, your kindness, God. We pray for that individual, Father God, that you will unite families that never before. Bring about unity with the families, God. Bring about unity with the families. Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to restore everything the canker worm, the caterpillar, have tried to destroy, God. Restore families, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray for healing of those that have cancer this morning. God, in the name of Jesus, we know that you're a healer because you paid the ultimate price on Calvary, raised up out of the grave, and God, with all power in your hand. You were wounded for our transgression. You were bruised by our iniquity. The test out our people on it. But it's with your stripes we are healed. I thank you this morning for your healing power. I thank you, God, as you deliver them off of the ventilators this morning. You deliver them, God, off of those machines, God, that they'll be able to function on their own. They'll be able to function, Father God, in the name of you. Give them strength. Father, we thank you for so many that you have delivered from those that sickness and disease. We thank you for those that you raised up from the dead. We give you praise and glory, and we honor you. We adore you, God. We appreciate you, God, that your word is everlasting. Your word has power, God. You're the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. We give you praise for those that you've already healed from cancer, sugar, diabetes, high blood pressure, God, COVID-19 and all other types of diseases. You have healed them, Father. And Father, we pray for that individual that needs a kidney transplant because you are able to heal. You're able to deliver them from that disease. And Father, we give you praise. And God, in the name of Jesus, teach us how to take care of our bodies, God. Let us take care of ourselves, God, that we will eat healthy, we will eat properly. And Father, we will give, God, in the name of Jesus, that we will give you the glory and honor because you have taken care of us, God. We thank you and we forever give you praise and we glorify you. We praise you for every moment, God. We praise you for every blessing and food and shelter and clothes, God. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for all that you are doing even now, even for that individual that seems like all hope is gone. I know you're able to turn their situation around. You're able to give them hope that passes all understanding. You're able to give them the strength and the courage to endure. And God, that their vision, that their dreams will come to pass in their lifetime. And Father, we thank you for it. We pray, God. And we give you glory. We thank you. We stand in agreement. And while we call those things to be not as though they already are, and Father God, now unto him who is able to keep us from falling, we give you praise and we glorify you for all that you are doing. God, we thank you for the resources that you have made available to us. We thank you for the doors that you are opening even in this season. God, we're living in a blessed season. We're living in a blessed opportunity time that you have made things available to us, God, that we can receive abundance in this life. And Father, we give you praise God, you said you wish above all that we may prosper and be in health, even as our soul prosper. We thank you for natural blessing, God, and we thank you for spiritual blessing. But Father, we give you praise and glorify you because we know that you are not finished. And you're not finished for what you're going to do in our lives. And we give you thanks for it. And we pray for one another. Keep our minds. Keep us with a peaceful heart, God. Keep us with a forgiving spirit, Lord. And Father, we pray for families all over this world. We pray, God. We pray for children. We pray for the sons and daughters. We pray, God, and you reunite those families close together. God, that child that is missing, that family, that daughter, that husband, that wife, or whatever, who are missing, God. Nobody seems to know where they are. God, Lord, reveal where they are. Let them return home safely. Father, we pray for those Haitians, those people that is homeless in this time, God. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, for our government, that our government will do the right thing about the lives of people. Father, we thank you, God. We know that there's enough resources in the earth realm to take care of everybody, God. There's not a shortage, but God, in the name of Jesus, only you, God, can fix this situation. Only you, God, can turn the hearts and minds of people, God. You can change their hearts, God. And while we pray that you change the stony hearts, God, in the name of Jesus, give them a heart of love, give them a heart of compassion, oh Heavenly Father. Father, we thank you because we know we would not have anything if it had not been for you. And God, all things belong to you. Everything that we have belong to you, Almighty God. And we give you glory, and we adore you, and we appreciate you for what you're doing even now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, Bishop. Amen. Thank you so much, Bishop. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us around the globe here, this is Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, what a great time to pray. And we trust that your day has already started in prayer. But we want to make sure we are praying for you. Bishop, just pray for you and your family and our city and our nation and around the globe. So thank you so much, Bishop, for that. At this time, we always love to hear from Dr. Crenshaw as well, Bishop's wife. Doc, good morning to you, ma'am. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for this beautiful day that the Lord has made. And I encourage all of those that are listening that we make the decision to rejoice. You know, it is really a decision to be happy. We know the scripture in the word of the Lord, praise God, I think it was King Agrippa said, he's going to think myself happy. Think myself happy. Praise the Lord. Many times our thoughts drive that inner peace. And we must learn to think on those things that are lovely, that are pure, and of an honest report. It's a choice. It's a choice today. It's a choice today. It's even a choice to trust God. As I reflect upon the scripture that Elder Kevin read this morning, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. What does that really mean? That means ultimately our blessings come from trusting God. Why? Because the Bible said so. The Bible said so, that he's going to rain upon the just as well as the unjust. He rains upon the wicked and he rains upon the righteous. Praise the Lord. At the close of the day, the ultimate blessing comes from God. As Bishop said in his prayer, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and it all, the scripture said all, not some of it, it all belongs to him. So whatever we have, whatever we're going to get, whatever we have had, praise God. Guess what? True ownership comes from the Lord. So ultimately, who should we be trusting? Cursed is the man who may flesh his arms and whose trust is not in the Lord. We must constantly, consistently remind ourselves we cannot trust in a system, we cannot trust in men, we cannot even trust in our jobs. We thank God in everything. we give God thanks. In everything, we give God thanks. But ultimately, we must trust him and thank him because he is the provider. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. Praise God. Hold on to your faith. Hold on to your faith in God. When he comes back, you're looking for faith in the earth. Praise God. Amen. Blessed is the man that hopes and looks, amen, for his appearing, for Jesus is coming back one day. So in spite of everything that's going on in the world, I encourage you today, hold on to your faith. Amen. Know that your blessings is coming from trusting God. So even if we get all of the money we thought we ever could need it, there's going to be something in your life that you need to trust God for, whether it be your health, whether it be some family member, whether it be some opposition you may be facing in life. Why? Because the Bible says so, that the just shall live by faith. So hold on to your faith. Know that God is still sovereign. Praise God. He is in ultimate control of everything. Great is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We cannot be defeated if we put our trust in Almighty God. God bless you. Back to you, Brother Kevin.
Amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just joining us, that's the voice of Dr. Crenshaw, Bishop's wife. Give us another powerful word. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no other way but through Jesus Christ, ladies and gentlemen. No other way. If you want joy, happiness, peace, as Doc mentioned, through the fruit of the Spirit, ladies and gentlemen, there is no other way to get there but through the blood of Jesus, ladies and gentlemen, and through his power of the Holy Spirit that he has given us, ladies and gentlemen. So it's so important that we remember to always pray, always stay in the things of God, as Bishop and Doc always encourage us to stay in the Word. Oh, man, I don't know how else you can say it. Just stay in the Word. You must be have resolute. You must have tenacity today in the Word, ladies and gentlemen. Just stick to the Word. Ladies and gentlemen, also, too, I wanted to open up the lines. If anybody had a prayer request before we turn it back over to Bishop, hit star one on your phone, star one. If you had a comment or a prayer request, I want to make sure I didn't miss you this morning as well. We know there's a lot going on, but know that we are praying for you as well. For those who come online, we pray for you. The Lord knows who's online. The Lord knows who and what you need. So we thank God for that as well. But hit star one on your phone if you request prayer today. And remember that you can always pray without a doubt. So we thank God for his mighty and awesome word. Let's give the Lord a hand cup of praise for thus far what's happening right now. Yeah. Amen. What a powerful, powerful day. And like Doc said, ladies and gentlemen, you command your day. We've been talking about voice activating the word, ladies and gentlemen. Voice activate your day. Wake up and take charge of the day. I think we talked about that several times in the past. Take charge of the day. You have that power in Jesus' mighty name. And, of course, we have responsibility to do that each and every. Nobody can take your joy. Nobody can steal your joy, ladies and gentlemen, unless you give it to them, of course. But in most cases, I'll say 99.9%, we have the power, ladies and gentlemen. We have the power to command our day in Jesus' mighty name. Yeah. So don't let nobody steal your joy. So truly, the joy of the Lord is our strength, ladies and gentlemen, today in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Prayer Time with Bishop John Crenshaw. We thank God for you. We want you to have an awesome, awesome day today as I turn this back over to Bishop. Bishop, back over to you, sir. God bless you, sir. Thank you so much.
God bless you, Elder Kevin. God bless. We thank God for that word of encouragement and exaltation from Dr. Crenshaw this morning. We give God the glory and the honor for what God is doing in the lives of his people everywhere. As we continue to pray for one another, continue to lift up the name of Jesus, because God is up to something great in our lives. And hold on to your faith. Don't you give up. God bless you. God bless you back in here.
Thank you so much, Bishop. Thank you so much, Dr. Crenshaw, this morning for your time and sharing with us today. Ladies and gentlemen, as most of you know on this network around the globe, there is nothing too hard for the Lord, ladies and gentlemen. You got to understand everything comes from him, and it's in the word, and I believe it. Everything comes from him, ladies and gentlemen. God knows what's going on. He knows what's supposed to happen, what's not supposed to happen, and you just got to trust God, ladies and gentlemen. So we trust God today for your future, for your time right now. Amen. Amen. But with that said, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to have a great day today. Enjoy your wonderful families, ladies and gentlemen. Get out and exercise if you can. You know, do something different today or just relax. Maybe some of y'all just relaxing today, which is wonderful as well. Do what you need to do, but enjoy yourself. I am not a doctor. Mask up, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure the doc always encourages us. Keep that immune system high, ladies and gentlemen. It does work. It does work, ladies and gentlemen. Keep that immune system high. Mask up as you go out and about. Just use wisdom, folks. Just use wisdom and know that God has your back, but he does give us wisdom. And we listen to those who are in charge in these areas of education and training and so forth. We must pay attention to what they're saying today in Jesus' mighty name. But again, use wisdom, ladies and gentlemen, and know that the Lord will always keep you. But guess what? We must use wisdom in that process as well in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to leave you with a wonderful song from Andre Crouch. Let the church say amen. Amen. Everybody, have a wonderful day. Prayer time.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say.
Live with Bishop John Crenshaw. We're excited about your day today and know that Jesus is Lord. Ladies and gentlemen, hey, we want you to have a wonderful, wonderful day. Always remember to out-love, out-forgive, and out-serve each other, ladies and gentlemen. Remember that Jesus is Lord, and there's nothing you can't do in him, ladies and gentlemen, for you to serve the mighty God. Amen. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you.